Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Kathy Wine. I recently read a story about a water bar in Minneapolis that is becoming increasingly well known as an imaginative way to form community by talking about water. What started as a very simple concept, create a bar that serves tap water, has turned into something much bigger and is forging systemic change through new relations. The water bar is in a building shared by an art gallery and is open to the public with the delightful motto, "Water is all we have." That made me think about a water bar that we have had here in the Quad Cities since the mid-1990s. Provided by Iowa American Water Company, the water station, which has 5 drinking spigots along its bar, is installed annually at over 25 community events. For example, as the longtime sponsor of the Bix at 6 training runs, the company provides, besides the water station, a water arch for each practice run as well as for the iconic Junior Bix event, race day, and the street festival. Each year, Iowa American quenches the thirsts of tens of thousands at these community events, most of which are held during the summer and fall. The units also have faucets for hand washing. The few site requirements are building spigots or fire hydrants, which are flushed and disinfected, and hopefully electricity, so that the chillers can make the water nice and cold. There is no charge for any of the water stations because the company does it as a community service. Quenching thirst is what we love to do, and we want to be an integral part of the communities we serve, reports Lisa Risen, Manager of External Affairs at Iowa American Water. In both Minneapolis and the Quad Cities, conversations around tap water start with a simple understanding that we are drinking the Mississippi River, purified by our water companies. Millions of people from the headwaters to the Gulf drink it too. And that is why it is so important we keep the Mississippi water clean.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.